Fine ones, how y'all doing? Come on in. Yes, baby, come on in. Popping in on y'all on this Friday night. Late night Friday night, baby, going live. Y'all come on in, come on in. All my divine ones, baby, check on in this thing. Come on in, come on in. Glory be to God. Come on in. Come on in. As y'all come in, I want y'all to make sure you share this video with somebody tonight. God gonna put it on your heart who you need to send it to. And I want you to send it to whoever God put in your heart for you to send it to, baby. Send it to them. Share it with them. Even if they don't watch it now, even if they come back to it later, they don't watch it now, share it with them anyway. Because I hear God say it's going to bless them, baby. It's going to bless their spirit. Whoever he put in your heart, whoever he put in your mind, I want you to share this video with them. Y'all come on in, baby. Blessed in every area of my life. Good, come on in. Elena, come on in. Bobby Davis, come on in. Kimberly Anita, how y'all doing this Friday night, baby? Yes, we up in here. Amia, Lachey, come on in. Kenzie, come on in. Shanika, come on in, baby. Yes, yes. Late night talk, come on in. Heather, come on in. How y'all doing on this Friday? Come on in, come on in. Check on in this thing, baby. Slide on in like Eddie Kane Jr. God put it in my heart, put it in my spirit to pop in and come in. Come on with y'all live. And it's Friday, baby. So y'all know we live. We live. Mondays and Fridays, we live. So I just had to come on. I couldn't let this Friday go by without popping in on y'all, baby. God put it in my spirit to come on him. And I'm going to tell y'all, my spirit, all day in my spirit, I've been thinking about my auntie. Thinking about my auntie that passed, my auntie Eve, because today was her birthday. April the 12th, today was her birthday. So I honor her today, sending up a happy heavenly birthday to my mother. The woman that raised me, the woman that raised my children, helped me with my children, that was there for me, that took care of me. I just love her and I honor her today. Thelma Louise Swanson, Auntie Eve. I just honor her today. Today was her birthday, April 12th. Glory be to God. And as I was just thinking about her all day today in my spirit and just praying, God put it on my heart. He said, I want you to come on and I want you to encourage my people. And he said, as you encourage my people, he said, I'm going to bring encouragement to you. As you encourage my people, as you uplift my people, he said, I'm going to uplift you. Adele Garcia, welcome to the membership, baby. And I want y'all to take that principle with you. I want you to take that principle with you all the days of your life. That when you're dealing with something, when you're going through, I want you to start shifting into a spirit of how can I be of service? How can I be of service? How can I take what God has given to me and how can I be of service to somebody else? How can I bless somebody else? Because as long as you keep that type of mindset, baby, God said you're going to be blessed all the days of your life. You shall be blessed all the days of your life. Heather, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. You shall be blessed all the days of your life. He says the greatest among you is the servant. The greatest among you is the servant. Come on now. How can I be of service? That's it. I want y'all to put that in the comments, baby. Say, how can I be of service? How may I be of service to the kingdom of God? How can I use my gifts to uplift somebody else, to bless somebody else? In the word of God, it lets us know that if you want to move forward in life, if you want to become rich, if you want to become rich in spirit, if you want to become rich in the natural, and this is scripture, this is biblical, this is the word of God. If you want God to pour out increase on your life, it say nobody becomes rich unless he enriches others. In the kingdom of heaven, baby, if you want God to pour it out on you, you got to sow into his kingdom. You got to develop a love for God's people. Do you love God's people? And if not, then you got to pray and ask him to give you, to renew your heart, to renew your mind, to give you a new set of eyes, to help you to see his people the way he see his people. Glory be to God. I hear God say that I'm healing the brokenhearted. I'm healing the brokenhearted, baby. I hear him say, give me the pieces of your broken heart. Give me all the pieces. That the enemy might have shattered you into a million pieces, might have shattered you into a thousand pieces, baby. It's pieces of you laid everywhere. It's pieces of you scattered everywhere. But I hear God say, show me where you laid it. Show me where you laid it. Come on now. He's saying to you today, he's saying to you tonight, give me the pieces of your broken heart. Who lied to you? Who hurt you? Who betrayed you? Who left you? Who rejected you? Give me the pieces. And what we said on the other video, baby, God say, I'm going to take the ashes that the enemy done burnt you up, baby. He done locked you up and threw away the key. He done left you on your last leg. He's saying, surely she ain't going to be able to make it out of this. Surely he ain't going to be able to make a comeback out of this, baby. That's the way the enemy do. He going to set you up and then watch your downfall. Oh, you ain't coming back from this. Oh, you ain't never going to be able to recover from that. You ain't never going to be able to bounce back from that. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that when my anointing is on your life, when the Spirit of God is in you, come on now. That's it, Tatiana. He said, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. God said, let's do a trade. Let's do a trade. Come on now. He said, give me them ashes. Give me them ashes. I take them. What I told y'all when I was testifying on the last live we did, God took me when I was nothing. He is an expert at taking nothing and turning it into something. He is an expert at taking nothing and turning it into a beautiful masterpiece. And I hear God say that that's what I'm doing with each and every one of you in this season, baby. He said, in this season, I'm taking what the world counted out. I'm taking what the world has broken. He said, I know when you went out there in the world, you got your heart broke. Some people made you some promises. They told you, you can always count on me, baby. I got your bite. I got your bite. I got your front. I got your left. I got your right. And you look around. And child, you to find yourself out here by yourself. You look around. You, where they at? Where they at? They gone. Ain't nobody but me and Jesus. For many of you. That's the settle. It ain't nobody in there but you and Jesus. But I hear God say, baby, that's all you need. That's all you need. Somebody put it in the comments tonight. Say, that's all I need. That's all I need. You may be broken, baby. You may be shattered into a million pieces. But let me tell you something about your God. He is able to mend the brokenhearted. He is able to heal the brokenhearted. I know he's able to do it, baby, because he did it for me. He did it for me. He's able to put a smile on your face. Some of you, you ain't smiled in a long time. I ain't talking about the smile that you put on for other people. Adele, thank you so much. Adele Garcia for your seed. Thank you so much. I'm not talking about the smile that we put on for people. Because we know how to put a smile on our face and make it seem like everything is all right. We know how to walk in on that job and clock in and put a smile on our face and say, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to such and such. Good morning. How are you? I'm wonderful. How are you? Good morning. We know how to put that smile on. We know how to put on a face. I ain't talking about putting on the face. I'm talking about smiling for real. I'm talking about being happy for real. I'm talking about being whole for real. You know what? I ain't even talking about happiness because happiness come and go. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about the type of joy, baby, that even when you got to bury a loved one. Come on now. Because even though my spirit was grieving today and I missed my auntie and I wasn't able to celebrate her birthday with her, the joy of the Lord is still in my spirit. The joy of the Lord brought me on this video with y'all tonight. Come on now. The joy of the Lord is your strength, baby. And I speak over each and every one of y'all tonight that what the enemy has robbed from you, what he has stolen from you, because that's his agenda. That's what he do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I speak it over you tonight in the name of Jesus. I press tonight. I press, baby, because I heard God say there's a blessing in the pressing. Somebody put it in the comments. Get your journal and your blue ink pen, baby. He said there's a blessing in the pressing. He said when you show up for me, I'm going to show up for you. When you show up for God, baby, God going to show up for you. And not only will he show up, baby, but he going to show out. There's a blessing in the pressing. God is healing the brokenhearted. He said, I know it's time when you don't feel like getting up out that bed in the morning. Who am I talking to today, baby? I ain't talking to the perfect folks, the perfect Patty folks, the perfect Patrick folks that always got their ducks in the row. They ain't never going through nothing. Ain't nobody never hurt them. They ain't never felt no type of disappointment. Okay, I ain't talking to you. I came to talk to the brokenhearted. Come on now. I speak over you tonight that the Lord shall give you unspeakable joy. Unspeakable joy. That he shall give you a joy, baby, that you can't even, you're going to try to explain it to people, but you ain't even going to be able to explain this to people. People not even going to be able to understand the joy that you have. They not even going to be able to understand how you still got a smile on your face and all the hell you done been through. Come on now. How you still got joy in your heart. How you still got joy in your spirit. How you made it out of that relationship when that man did everything he could to break your spirit. Come on now. How you made it out of that relationship. How you made it out of that marriage when that woman tried to do everything she could to break your spirit. But they didn't know, baby. I see some co-workers. I see some meddling, petty co-workers. I see some meddling, petty supervisors and bosses and stuff trying to do them spirits operating in them, trying to do everything they can to break your spirit, trying to do everything they can to break you. Come on now. But they don't know that you serve a God, baby, that heals the brokenhearted. You serve a God that, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. You serve a God that gives you joy unspeakable. You serve a God, baby, that will go in the trash can and get you if he got to. He will go in the gutter and get you if he got to, baby. He is healing the brokenhearted. Let him heal you. I just heard God say, will you let me heal you? Come on now. Will you let him heal you today, baby? Glory be to God. That's what I just heard him say. That's what I just heard God say. He said, will you let me heal you? Will you let me put my hands on you tonight? That's it, Tyresha. Y'all put it in the comments, baby. Say, heal me, Jesus. Karen Williams, thank you so much for your seed, baby. Y'all put it in the comments. Say, heal me, Jesus. Heal me, Jesus. I know it's a late Friday night. I know y'all are enjoying your weekend and stuff. But I hear God say, baby, even if you got to pull a drive-by on the thing tonight, even if you got to just pull in real quick and get you a little anointing, pull in real quick and get you a little power. Come on now. Pull in real quick. Pull over real quick and get you a little breakthrough. You better get your breakthrough. I don't care if it's Friday night and you are enjoying your weekend. Come on now. You better get your breakthrough. God is healing the brokenhearted. I hear him say, bring me the pieces. Bring me the pieces. I brought every piece, baby. Every piece I could find, I brought it to him. And he took every piece. He took every piece of ash and he gave me beauty. I just heard God say a heavenly exchange. A heavenly exchange. Somebody put it in the comments. Write it down, baby. Put it in your journal with your blue ink pen. A heavenly exchange. God is the only one that can take junk. He is the only one that can take nothing and flip that thing, baby. God about to flip that thing for you. Because, look, they didn't know. See, you the chosen one. And God said, we about to do this heavenly exchange. We about to do a heavenly exchange tonight, baby. He said, I'm going to take every piece of your broken heart. I'm going to take every ash that the enemy done burnt up. He left you with nothing. He left you for dead. But I hear the Lord say, baby, I'm going to show you how to take that pain, and we're going to turn that pain into purpose. That's what he did with me. God say, okay, you full of hurt, you full of pain, you brokenhearted, your spirit done been broken. See, that's what the enemy try to do. The enemy try to break your spirit. He try to break your spirit. He try to take your confidence in God. He try to take your faith away, because he know if I can take your faith, if I can get you to doubt God, if I can break your spirit so to the point where you start doubting God, I got you. I got you. Don't you never let the enemy break you so, baby, till you throw away your faith in God. Don't you never throw away your faith, because your faith is your confidence in God. Are you confident in him tonight? I know you've been through some things. Come on now. I know you've been dealing with a lot of stuff. I know you've been crying. You've been sliding down the wall doing the ugly cry. Come on now. I know you feel like don't nobody understand you. Don't nobody get you. But God sent me on this video tonight, baby. I'm on an assignment for the kingdom of heaven, because I wasn't even planning on doing no live tonight. I was finna get into bed. God said, get on here and speak to my people. Tell them I'm coming to heal the brokenhearted. Come on now. And he says, spirit of grief, whether it's a loved one that done went on home, that's what he spoke to me when it came to my auntie. He said, woman, the pieces of your heart, you got to get at to me. He said, you got to get at to me. He said, I know you miss her. Come on now. I know you miss her voice. I know you miss her phone call. But he said, you got to give that to me. Come on now. You got to give it to him, baby. Whether it's a spirit of grief, whether it's a brokenhearted spirit. Listen to what the word of God say in Psalm 34 and 18. See, the devil wants you to think that when you're going through, that God is a million miles away from you, that God don't hear your cry, that God don't see your tears. But I hear him say, baby, that I have heard your cry and I have seen your tears. And I'm going to tell y'all, the enemy try to get you to believe the opposite. He wants you to think that when you're broken, when somebody has broken you, or you dealing with something and your spirit is low, your spirit is grieved, whenever you dealing with a broken heart, the enemy wants you to believe that you far away from God, that you in this thing all by yourself. But it's the opposite. When you going through, when your spirit is grieved, when your heart is broken, that's when God is the closest to you. Come on now. That's when he is the closest to you, baby. It's just like a parent with our own child. Come on now. When that baby fall and hurt themselves, when that baby get a boo-boo, when that baby breaks something, when that baby cuts something, when that baby hurt themselves, that's our child. Come on now. And y'all know, when your baby hurt, when your baby sick, when your child going through it, your child on a sick bed dealing with something, ain't nothing going to be able to keep you from your child. That's when you're going to be the closest to your child. You're going to be right there. Come on now. A good parent, a good mother, a good father, they're going to be right there. You ain't going to be able to separate them from their child. God say, he said that's how the wicked do. It's people that don't even serve God. Wicked doers, evil doers. And they feel that way about their children. God say, how much more you think I love you? How much more do you think I care for you, baby? He said, I am your father. And I watch over everything that concerns you. It ain't nothing that come by you that God ain't aware of, that God don't know. He watches over everything that concerns you, baby. He watches over everything that worries you, everything. God don't want you worrying with that stuff. He said, I want you to give it to me, baby. Come on now. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to God. I ain't going to sleep with this stuff in my spirit. I ain't going to sleep. I'm giving it to God before I go to bed. Come on now. Psalm 34 and 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. He close to the brokenhearted, and he saved those that be of a contrite spirit, a crushed spirit, a broken spirit. Who hurt you? Who broke your spirit? Who rejected you? lied to you. And if it ain't happened, give it a little time. Because it won't be long. Come on now. If it ain't happened yet, give it a little time, baby. It won't be long. It won't be long. Because that's just part of the human experience. You're going to get your heart broke. You're going to get your heart broke by somebody. You're going to get let down by somebody. You're going to be disappointed by somebody. God said that's the inevitable, baby. We know that's going to happen. You might well be looking for that. You subject to that. But he said, when it happened, I want you to know that I'm right there. Just like a good parent. Just like a good father. Just like a good mother. When their child is hurt, they right there. You can't separate me from my child when my child in pain. If I got to stay up all night long, come on now. Where my mama's at, Mama Bell. Come on, Mama Bell. Come on, Daddy Bell. Because we got some good daddies too. Good mamas, good daddies. That baby hurt. That baby running feeble, sick, throwing up, whatever. Mama ain't getting no sleep. Ain't nobody getting no sleep. You sick child. Who finna get some sleep? You finna be up all night. Rubbing ointment, rubbing Vicks all over their chest and under their nose. But putting your finger under their nose, making sure they still breathing. Making sure their chest still rising and falling. Making sure everything's still ticking. Because something ain't right with that child. Your child. Now, when it's good, they good. That sickness go away. You can lay down and you can go to sleep. But as long as you know your child in pain, that bothers you. A good parent, that bothers you. You're going to worry about your child in pain. You don't like that. If you could take that away from them, you would take that away from them and you would feel that yourself. I hear the Lord say, I am your father, baby. And he said, I feel the same way about you. Come on now. He said, when you hurt, I hurt. When you in pain, it grieved my spirit. God don't want to see you carrying all these burdens. He don't want to see you dealing with all this stuff. He said, give it to me. Somebody say it again, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, I'm giving it to God. I'm giving it to God. And I'm going to tell you something. Let's be real. That's one of the hardest things to do is to give it to God. It's so simple, but yet it's one of the hardest things to do is to give it to God. Because we want to wrestle with that thing. We want to tussle with that thing. We don't want to release control of it. We don't want to give it up. One of the hardest things to do is to give it to God and leave it there. Can you give it to him tonight and leave it there? What's been grieving your heart? What's been grieving your spirit? Come on now. He said, give it to me. I'm healing the brokenhearted, but you got to let me do it. You got to stop fighting the healing process and you got to let it happen. Got to let it happen. God say, that's when I'm the closest to you. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit. He said, not only will I heal you, but I'm going to save you. I'm going to make you whole. Oh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, make me whole, Jesus. Make me whole, Jesus. He said, I not only just want to heal you. I don't want to just heal you from that relationship that you was in. Niecy, thank you so much, baby, for your seed. He said, I don't want to just heal you from this little ailment this little temporary ailment that you got going on. He said, I don't want to just heal you from that. But he said, I want to make you whole. I want to make you whole. Come on now. When God say, I want to make you whole, he saves those who are crushed in spirit. When he say, I want to save you, I want to make you whole. He said, I want to go to the inside. This is an inside job. Ooh, somebody write that thing down, baby. Say, this is an inside job. I figured out that my healing is an inside job. This is an inside job between me and God. And I got to stop running from it. You got to stop running from it. And you got to surrender. Surrender to him tonight, baby. He had me to come on this video for purpose. He had me to come on here for a reason. And God say, this is for anybody, and this is for anything. For anything, whatever you've been dealing with, whatever you've been out there, whoever hurt you, whoever lied to you, whoever broke you. Come on now, this is your word tonight. God said, I'm healing the brokenhearted. I'm healing the brokenhearted. But he said, I don't want you to just come by and just get a little something real quick and then you right back out there in the world. I want to make you whole. I want to change the way you think. I want to change your mindset. I want to do an inside transformation job on you. Will you let me do it? Will you let me do it? Because he said, if I just touch the boo-boo, if I just patch it up, if I just put a little Band-Aid on it, what's going to happen the next time you get hurt? What's going to happen the next time somebody break you? Your mind ain't been renewed. What you going to do? You going to go back out there and the same thing going to happen again. You going to find yourself in the same situation again. So God say, I want to give you a new way of life. I want to teach you a new way to think, to handle your problems. Because the problems, as long as you living, you going to have problems. As long as you living, you're going to get phone calls. Long as you living, bad news coming. Long as you living, this doesn't happen, that doesn't happen. This person got this, this person got that, this person going through this, this person. If you don't get transformation, if you don't let God make you whole and change your mind and change the way you think, you're going to be constantly running like a chicken with your head cut off. Running, 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 running. Ain't got no peace, ain't got no joy. Come on now. So let him make you whole. Make me whole, Jesus. Give y'all some homework. You leave off this video, I want you to start making it your business to go to God every day in prayer. And I want you to pray and tell the Lord to make me whole. Make me whole. Don't just heal my leg. Don't just heal my bike. Don't just heal my foot. Don't just heal my hands. Ooh, I got arthritis in my hands. I need God to heal my hands. Don't just heal my hands. Don't just heal my sickness. Don't just heal my diabetes. Don't just heal me from this relationship I just got out of. Don't just heal me from that. Make me whole. Make me whole. Change me on the inside. Like Tamla Mann sang that song, change me, oh Lord. Change me, God. Change me on the inside. I don't want to be the same woman no more. Will you tell God that tonight, baby? I don't want to be the same woman no more. I don't want to be the same man no more. God say, I'm going to change you so that when you look in the mirror, you run that TJ line. Who is you? Who is you? Come on now. Side note, my baby finna get him a t-shirt line. We finna put out a t-shirt line for TJ. All his little sayings that he be saying. And y'all know the first t-shirt that coming out on the TJ t-shirt line is who is you? Oh, who is you? We're gonna put that thing on a t-shirt, baby. Transformation. Wait a minute. Who is you? Who is you? God said, that's just how much I want to change you. That's just how much I want to change your appearance. I want to change your heart. I want to change your spirit. I want to change your laugh. I want to change your demeanor. I want to change your walk. I want to change everything about you. Who is you? Who is you? Any man that is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Become new. I just heard some of y'all say in the spirit. This is what I'm hearing in the spirit. So when your heart is broken, when your heart is broken for whatever reason, when your heart is broken, it changes you. It changes you. And a lot of y'all, I hear you saying, after your heart was broken, you said things ain't the same. They not the same. Things are not how they used to be. Or I'm not the same. I'm not the same person I was. Like you, it changed you in some type of way. But I hear God say, baby, that I want you to welcome change. I want you to welcome change. Don't run from change, but embrace change. Change is not a bad thing. That's part of your transformation. Once your heart has been broken, in whatever way, your spirit is grieved, your heart is broken, it changes you. You're not the same person that you was before that heartbreak. It changes you a little bit. But God say, I want you to welcome that change. I want you to embrace that change. That's it, baby. I want you to embrace it with open arms and understand that this is part of my transformation. It don't always feel good, but it's working for my good. All things work together for the good, baby, to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Don't say that, oh, things ain't gonna never be the same. You know? Don't say that in a bad way. Don't think of it in a bad way. All things work together for the good, to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. No, things ain't never gonna be the same, but God said, I want you to embrace that. This is part of your transformation. You becoming the person that God has created you to be. And God say, for many of you, you're going to experience some growing pains. When you growing in God, it's going to be just like growing in the natural. You're going to start having some growing pains, some spiritual growing pains. Spiritual growing pains. That means that you becoming the person that God created you to be. Mm-hmm. You're becoming the person who is qualified to stand in your destiny. That's what God told me. Because when he would show me my destiny, when he would show me, he showed me glimpses of it. He didn't show me all of it, but he would show me glimpses of the things that I would do in the future and in my destiny. And God showed, he began to speak to me. He said, a woman that you are right now, that is not the woman that is qualified to stand in your destiny. He said, you got to go through some spiritual growing pains. You're going to have to cry. You're going to have to sweat. You're going to have to bleed. That thing hurt too, baby. It hurt. Do you hear me? It hurt when you got to break bad habits. It hurt when you got to stop doing stuff that you don't want to stop doing. It hurt when you lose loved ones. It hurts. These are the spiritual growing pains. Come on now. This is part of your journey. It's part of your journey. And he don't tell us everything. He don't tell us all of it. Because he know if I tell you everything, if I show you all of it, you're going to dip out on me. You're going to dip out on me. And God said, I need you. We need to walk this thing together. Don't dip out on me. Don't leave. I need to get you to your destiny. Come on now. That's what I'm here for. That's what my purpose is. That's what my mission, part of my mission here on this earth is to help you get to your destiny. Help you become qualified. Help you become the version of you that is qualified to stand in your destiny. Because there's a new version of you that you got to elevate to in order to walk into your destiny. And that's why as you become the person that God created you to be, people that knew you in the old seasons of your life, if they get a glimpse of you now, or they get a glimpse of you as you elevate and as God take you higher and you ascend in the kingdom, they ain't even gonna believe that was the same person that they knew. They ain't even gonna believe that was the, they not even gonna be able to understand it. It gonna be like oil and water. It gonna be like night and day. That's what transformation look like. That's what transformation is supposed to look like. The old you and the you that you becoming in God is like night and day. It's like oil and water. God is healing the brokenhearted. Let this word encourage you tonight. Because that's what the purpose of it is to encourage you. It's to speak life into you. Is to give you some motivation, give you some encouragement in the kingdom of God to continue on in this race, baby. Don't give up. Keep on running. Keep on running. And know that when you are broken, when your heart is broken, when your spirit is crushed, that's when your daddy is the closest to you. That's when your heavenly father is the closest to you. All you got to do is reach out in the spirit and he right there and he's ready to heal you. He's ready to make you whole. I love y'all so much. If y'all can join me on June the 7th in Tallahassee, Florida, baby, we're going to be live and in person for the Divine One Seminar. And I want you in the room, baby. If you could get in the room, come on in the room. Because we're going to be kicking that thing off in Tallahassee, Florida, baby, on June the 7th. We had an amazing time in Houston, Texas. Baby, Houston, Texas was fire. Do y'all understand me? When I stepped in the room with my divine ones, baby, it was supernatural. It was supernatural. The Spirit of God was so thick in now. Transformation, spiritual transformation was in the room. Kingdom connections was in the room. Listen, you got to be a part of it. You got to be a part of it. And you a divine one, you got to make it your business. Write it, look, write it in your journal. Speak it. Put it as a part of your goals or something, baby. Write that thing down. Be intentional about that and make up your mind. It might not be the one in Florida, but you say, I'm getting to one of these seminars. I'm getting to one of these seminars. Come on now. And then when something or somebody has blessed your life, because I'm big about this too. When somebody done spoken to my life, somebody done blessed my life, oh, I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get in the room. I got to let this person know how they done blessed my life. I got to let this person know how they done changed me. God done used them to change me. Because I am not the same person I used to be. Come on now. Kimberly Anita say, I got my ticket. That's what I'm talking about. Make it your business, baby, to say, you know what? I'm getting to one of these seminars. I'm getting to one of these seminars. We're going to be in Chicago. We're going to be in Chicago in September. So to all my people that's up and around the Chicago area, we're gonna be sliding in Chicago, Illinois, baby, in September. And we're going to be in Florida in June. So y'all come on. Make it your business. Say, I'm getting to one of these seminars. By devil. With your ugly self, you ain't going to stop me from getting to these seminars. I'm getting in the room. Glory be to God. With your kingdom family, baby. Because it's family. That's what it is. It's family. It's family. When I walked in the room, I felt like I was in the room with my family. That's my family. Who is my family? My family is those that do my Father's will. Come on now. Janiyah, welcome to the membership, baby. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. I love y'all so much. Yes. You in Tally, Janiyah. You sure got to be in that thing. We're going to be in Tally, baby. The Divine Ones coming to Tally. On June the 2nd. Will you be in the room? I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. God is healing the brokenhearted. He's healing the brokenhearted. Get in Christ Jesus. To those that are in Christ Jesus. To those that have given their life to Jesus Christ. He's healing the brokenhearted. He's healing the brokenhearted. I hear God say, baby, that I'm not going to have you. I'm not going to have you serving me. Janiyah, we coming to Tallahassee June the 7th. June the 7th. Y'all go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com or just look at the last video on my channel and go to the description and you're going to see the link to get y'all tickets. Tickets are on sale now. Those that are in Christ Jesus, baby, God say you ain't got to worry about your heart being broken. You ain't got to worry about having a crushed spirit. Because he said when you done gave your heart to Christ, he said, when I look at you, I see my son. I see my son. I see my beloved child. Glory be to God. And God say, I'm not going to have you broken. I'm not going to have you at the bottom of the bottom. I'm not going to have you at the lowest of the low. You my child. And what we said, with a good parent, when my child hurt, I hurt. And I'm going to see to it that my child get healing. I'm going to see to it that my child recover. That my child get back to their normal self. Y'all know how it is with them children. When they sick, it throw off the whole energy of the house. Throw off the whole atmosphere. I know how it is with Kari. He got something going on. It just like, oh boy. Oh boy, he ain't skipping around. He ain't being his normal self. He ain't skipping back and forth in front of the TV. 99,000 times he ain't running back and forth from the phone to the tablet to the to the TV, watching trains, watching sirens, watching all that. If car just laying around, just laying down in the middle of the day, oh, car is sick. Something going on. Come on now. So I hear God say, when you brokenhearted, when you sick, you crushed in spirit, he said, I want to see you up about your Father's business. I want to see you in motion. I want to see you moving. I don't want to see you broken. I don't want to see you laying around depressed. I don't want to see. It throws off the atmosphere in the kingdom. I want you up on fire for me. So God say, let me heal you. let me heal you. Let me heal the broken pieces of your heart. Give me the pieces, and I'm going to do the heavenly exchange. Heavenly exchange. I'm going to take your ashes, and I'm going to give you beauty. And I'm going to heal you, and I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to change your mindset so that you won't go back to what broke you. Because if we don't get healing, if we don't become whole on the inside, we will go back to what broke us. We will go back to what hurt us. That's why we need him to heal us and make us whole. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. Please add a way to go live in your seminar so those of us that cannot come charge a fee to watch. Yes, Queendom, we're gonna look into that. We're gonna look into hiring a company. So if any of you know any companies, any digital companies that live stream in-person events, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Blessed in every area of my life. We are taking volunteers. Send an email to support@iamlatoyaokia.com. And I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you so much. So to any of you, if that's your gift, if that's what you know how to do, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a company that can professionally live stream the event that we're had, our in-person events, a company that can come in, professionally set up, and live stream the events to our platform. Because I don't want to just set up a phone or something in now. Like I want it to be professional. I want it to look good. I want it to look good. So it'll be just like y'all was there. I want y'all to get all the angles. I want you to see all the angles. So any companies y'all knows, we definitely looking into that. Definitely looking into that. Because I realize that when we do in-person events, I have such a huge audience of people that I can fit, and I can feel it spiritually. I have such a huge audience of people that I know that the people that's in that room, glory be to God that they in that room, but that's not even 1% of the people that wish they could have been there, that wanted to be in that room but couldn't be in that room. Because when I look at the numbers and I look at the thousands and thousands and thousands of people, y'all, the divine ones, don't think because you ain't seen it physically, in an arena, in a room yet, don't think that God ain't already did that. God ain't already did that. The divine ones, God say it's thousands and thousands of people. And he said, we're going to impact and we're going to influence 1 billion plus divine ones to tap into kingdom living, to tap into purpose for the kingdom of heaven. He told me when I was sitting on my job years ago, he told me, he said, this is going to be a global movement for the kingdom of God. And so it's so many people that want to be there that's not able to be there. So that's definitely something that me and my team are looking into, and we're getting it together. So if y'all know anybody, please send us an email. If you know of any companies that are doing that, we're looking for companies to do that. So we can reach everybody. We can get everybody, baby. No divine one left behind. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. So I pray over you tonight as you leave this live. I pray that the anointing of God that has been on this video, the anointing, the spirit of God, that it shall rest on your life. It shall follow you all the days of your life. That even though you leave this live, you will not leave the presence of God. That the presence of God will saturate your heart. It will saturate your spirit. It will rain down on every area of your life. Even as you go into your rest tonight, even as you go into your sleep tonight, that this anointing, that the spirit of God shall rest on you, that your sleep shall be peaceful, that you shall rest in the Lord. And that as you sleep, as you rest in the Lord, that God is healing every broken piece of you. He's mending your broken heart. He's bringing all the pieces back together again, like only he can. And he's making you whole. He's transforming you by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. God say a lot of you feel better. You feel different than when you first got on. Than when you first, 45 minutes ago, when you first started watching the video. Your spirit feel a little softer. Your spirit feel a little lighter. Come on now. That's because God is healing the broken hearts. He's mending the broken hearts, baby. He said, give me the pieces. Give me the pieces. And I'm going to make it whole. I'm going to make you whole again, baby. And he said, it ain't going to be like when you break that vase. You break that piece of glass and you try to glue it back together. And it's just a hot mess. He said, it ain't going to be like that. He said, I'm going to do it like only I can. I'm going to make you whole. And it ain't even going to look like the enemy broke you. It ain't even going to look like, you won't even look like what you've been through. I don't look like what I've been through. Come on now. If I look like what I've been through, I have a crack right here. It'll be one right here. It'll be one right there. It'll be one outside my head. It'll be one over here on my shoulder, on my bike. I have all kind of cracks. You see all kind of welts and scars and cracks and all kind of stuff. Like they say, the hard knock life, baby. When you live out there living the hard knock life, being hard-headed, didn't know who you was, didn't know you was a chosen one. Dealing with stuff you ain't even have to deal with. Putting up with stuff you ain't even have to not put up with. I have all kind of scars and cracks and stuff all over me. But God say, baby, I make you whole. I make you look like you ain't been through what you've been through. You ain't gonna look like you was in that mess. They won't even believe that you the same man. They won't even believe you the same woman. For any man that is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I love y'all. I love you. I love you. Get on out of here and find the bike though. Find the bike though and get on out of here, baby. Y'all be blessed. I'll see y'all next time.